Time for our weekend theater segment. What's going on stage in the Chicago area? Well, first of all, I got to see the pre-Broadway production of Paradise Square that's over at the Niederlander Theater this week. It is a pre-Civil War story of one of the neighborhoods in New York that's called the Five Points. This is back just as the Civil War was beginning, in which African-American and Irish immigrants were peacefully living together and really in quite in harmony. As the Civil War raged on, two groups began to kind of, you know, bicker with each other. And as I pointed out, it was sort of the birth of prejudice in America, where, you know, the groups were not getting along at all. This is a production that will be going to Broadway a little bit later on next year. But we have one more week to see it here in Chicago, and I am recommending it. The songs are great. The production's great. The choreography's amazing. So I am recommending that. Got to see Cinderella out at the Paramount in Aurora, and that's going to be there through the beginning of January. So that's another show. You know, that's one for the entire family. A show that may not be for the entire family is called I'm Not a Comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce, and it stars our pal Ronnie Marmo, who has been doing the show. Actually, he just told me a minute ago that his 100th performance took place last night in Chicago. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Dean. And, you know, it might be for the whole family. It depends on the family.
Well, if you're the Manson family, it might be.
Hey, wait a minute. Thank you. That's cool.
Lenny Bruce, you know, if you don't know, was really a founding father of stand-up comedy as we know it today. Stand-up comedy was mother-in-law jokes and, you know, my wife's so fat, you know, like that.
Right.
And Lenny Bruce was actually talking about things that were going on in the world and pointing out things that were going on in the world in no uncertain terms, in no uncertain language. And that's why I say that it may not be, you know, this may not be one you want to bring your 8-year-old to come and see.
No, that's true.
But it's a thoughtful, provocative show that was shut down, began just before the pandemic, was shut down. How many performances? You had like, what?
85 at the Royal George, and now we're at the Venus Cabaret Theater.
Yeah, you know, it all shut down as the world did for the pandemic, and then Ronnie brought the show back, and it's just been extended. Now, you're going to be here just past the first of the year.
Through January 2nd, but honestly, I have no plan. I have a few plans, but yeah. I'll stay as long as people keep coming. I love this city, and I plan on staying a while.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who goes to see this show, you know, comes out of it very moved by, you know, the unvarnished telling of the Lenny Bruce story. What kind of feedback are you getting from people after they see the show?
I'm getting that. You know, it's interesting. It's like he was the first truth teller in comedy. He would grab the mic and he didn't have a set routine and he would just talk about issues, things going on. You know, it was around the Kennedy assassination around that time in the 60s and people were just not speaking like that. But he wanted to, like, you know, just kind of take a look at everything. He held a mirror up to society. And it wasn't that he took, you know, a stance in any direction. He just wanted to have a conversation. And people were like, wait a minute, you're telling the truth? We're supposed to hear jokes. And that's why the title of my show is I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, because he wasn't really just a comic. He was a satirist. He was so much more than that, you know.
Yeah, really, before anybody was doing satire. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were a few. Dick Gregory was doing somewhat satire. His satire became more biting a little bit later on in his career. But, you know, it was interesting. I was watching some episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show. This is what I do in my spare time. I watch shows like that.
Nice.
They were from 1962, though. And, you know, this was such a reflection of what life was like in 1962, this very sanitized world especially of what comedy was back then. And along comes Lenny Bruce and turns the world upside down.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of how different the world was then.
It's
and
true.
The impact that Lenny Bruce had when he came along in that very same time period and, you know, was doing material that really got him into trouble a lot of times.
Yes, right, right here in Chicago. I mean, this was a big part of his story. He got arrested at the Gate of Horn in 1963, which was right across from Mr. Kelly's. And he got arrested for doing this bit called Religions Incorporated. Hmm. And you know, he had the Pope Jewish. It was very funny. Anyway, he offended a couple of Catholic cops, and they locked him up. And that was the start of just his, you know, the whole thing.
So, interesting. How did you even get involved in this? I know our Chicago friend Joe Mantegna was part and parcel of you being involved in this, and this project has Joe Mantegna written all over it as well.
Yeah, he's great. He directed the play. What happened was there's a comic named Charlie Brill and Mitzi McCall. They're a great comedy team from back in the day. Charlie brought this other script to me. He said, you know who Lenny was? I said, well, I'm a little too young, but I know Carlin and Pryor, so I know of Lenny. He said, read this play. I want you to do it. Long story short, he talked me into it. 2 years later, I did this one-man show, and it was called Lenny's Back and Boy Is He Pissed. And that was the name of the show, so, which is funny, right? But after a couple of months, I did a six-month run, and I realized there was so much I wasn't saying. It was kind of a safe, version of Lenny Bruce. So I was like, well, let me go write my own. So I took 5 years to write this play. And once I thought it was close, I brought it to Joe Mantegna. I said, Joe, I've been wanting you to, you know, take a look at this. And once he had me do it for him, literally on the spot, he said, stand up and do it. And so once he heard it, he said, okay, I'm in. And he really helped me. I mean, Joe's, you know.
Yeah. What's that like when you're put on the spot like that? Stand up and do it.
By Joe Mantegna?
Yeah, that's
intense.
What I mean. That's what I mean.
Well, I always say, you know, I have so many friends in theater that I think the show would have been good if someone else was involved. But when you're in a theater alone with Joe Mantegna every single day, you have to bring your best. I mean, there's no like, I don't feel like it, I'm tired. It's Joe Mantegna, and you go, okay, first of all, I look up to him. He's been a mentor for so long, but I don't want to waste his time. And so I think the show is even better because every single day I was like, okay, it's me and Joe, and I want him to think I'm good at this.
Literally, it's one man with the director there doing this. Mm-hmm. Let me take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit of, you know, doing a one-person show. I have always said that that's got to be the most courageous thing any actor can do. We'll find out if that's the case for Ronnie Marmo. I'm not a comedian. I'm Lenny Bruce. It's at the Venus Cabaret Theater, which is part of the Mercury Theater complex on North Southport. And the tickets are available at LennyBruceOnStage.com. Back in a second. Chicago's very own WGN. 10:48. Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to replay a 2015 interview that we did with the great Stephen Sondheim, who passed away over the Thanksgiving weekend. He was here in Chicago, 5-6 years ago. We talked to him. He was getting a big award from the Chicago Library Foundation. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little while. Right now, Ronnie Marmo is here with us with the show I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. It's a one-man show that's over at the Venus Cabaret Theater, which is part of the Mercury Theater complex on North Southport. This is a smaller, more intimate venue. I mean, the Mercury Theater is a very intimate venue, the actual theater itself right now, where I think Sister Act is playing right now.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and the so this is like almost like a little cabaret theater right next door, right?
Yes. First of all, Sister Act is fantastic. I saw it opening night, and it was a blast. Yeah, it's really a swanky little club. It feels so Lenny if you go in there. It just feels like you're stepping back in time. And it's intimate, and the show is very intimate. And if you remember, I start the play, not for a spoiler alert here, but dead naked on the toilet. And let's just say if you're in seat 17, by the end of the show, we're seeing each other. We're dating.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's intimate is an understatement.
If you're any closer than that, you may be engaged to him before the night is over. But one-man show, though, what's that like for an actor? I don't know, do you feel like you're more in control? Because actors sort of thrive off of the reaction that they get from other performers on stage. What's that like for you?
You know, it's crazy. It's a little bit of a tight rope, you know. It's like, I don't know why I think this is a good idea, but it's every night, it's really, I get this mentality, it's like me against the audience, you know. And It's wonderful. I really like it. And I have other, you know, I play a lot of characters. One of the best compliments I get is people feel like there were a bunch of people in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Mantegna plays the judge on the two big scenes towards the end, so people recognize Joe's voice, and that's all audio. So I feel like I have a scene partner in Joe. It's a lot. It's a big undertaking, but, you know, honestly, it's so hard to do these parts, like Mr. You Forgot Your Pickle, you know, Tony, put him in the trunk. You know, so when you're an actor and you get a chance to do something like this, it's like, it's hard to go back to the other stuff.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. You know? Now, you are, you know, the show is scheduled to be here in Chicago through just past the first of the year. You're hoping that you'll be able to continue with this even longer. People are coming back to the theaters, right? I mean, that's what I notice when I go to the theaters. I went to the theater twice last week. Packed houses, full houses.
Yeah, it's growing.
Both nights, I think people are becoming more comfortable with, you know, being in the theaters. Most of the theaters are requiring vaccinations before you come in now. People are feeling safe. You know, people are enjoying being out, just being out of their house and, you know, being someplace, a communal experience with other people. So, I mean, I think that's also part of what people will experience when they come to see the show.
No, there's an energy. There's like almost a gratitude from the audience. I see this in their eyes. They're like, thank goodness we're all in this room together. And yeah, it's definitely, it's growing. People are coming back and back. And at the Venus, they ask you for a vax card or they ask you to get a test within 72 hours because we don't want to leave anyone out. There's a solution if you're not vaxed, although.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother story.
That's another one man play that somebody I'm sure is working on.
Very
right
funny.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think there is an attraction to Lenny Bruce right now? He's a fascinating figure. As far as I'm concerned, what's your perception on that?
My perception is it became very clear to me before and after the pandemic. Dean, it's so crazy. I saw my audience shift. It's the weirdest thing. So back in the 60s, you know, Lenny was a poet and a beat. He was with the, I guess, towards the left, if you will. But he was, you know, he was that guy. Anyway, in the last 2 years, I've seen a bunch of people on the far right side come to the show and believe that Lenny's doing the show for them. Because, you know, cancel culture, free speech, so it's really interesting. Now the entire world thinks the show is for them. And you know what? That's great, because if I could be a part of a conversation or at least start a conversation with people, that's great, because Lenny was, that was who he was. He examined things. He held a mirror up to hypocrisy. And no one's listening right now. Everybody's yelling at each other, but no one's listening. And so the fact that I'm doing a show that people are, I had a woman come yesterday. She came to the matinee. She came back at night.
Really?
She saw it twice yesterday.
Really?
And that happens a lot with this show, because the reason I could do it 365 times, literally, is because, you know, it depends where I'm at, where the audience is at, where what the energy of the room is. It's different. Same words, but different every single time.
Yeah.
So
very, very interesting. Yeah. I think, just from a historical perspective, if you love George Carlin, if you love Richard Pryor, if you love... you know, there's so many comedians now who are doing satire on today's news of what's going on, then you should pay some homage to Lenny Bruce, because he really, I can't think of anybody before him that was doing material like this.
No, there was some blue material, like Red Fox and those underground guys around the same time as Lenny.
That was, you know, like blue material.
Blue, yeah.
Yeah, but talking about the news, commenting on the news, commenting on hypocrisy the establishment. It wasn't so much ha-ha jokes. It was pointing out the obvious.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of comics come to the show. And in fact, a couple of young comics the other night said, we now understand. Thank you. We you know, we're doing this. We're you know, pounding the pavement as comics. And we didn't know how much we owed to Lenny. So I think it's translating what you're saying, you know. Especially.
Well, you know, it's a show we're recommending to you if, you know, you're looking for something that's thought-provoking. It's I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. It's over at the Venus Cabaret Theater. I'll give you ticket info again in just a couple of minutes. Do you have a good holiday? Are you able to, you know, get some time off and relax?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm commuting from Los Angeles to do this show. So, like, I flew home Friday. I flew home during the week. I had 20 of my theater group members from Theater 68 in L.A. come to my house. So we had a table of 20. I call them kids. Some of them are older than me. But the kids came to the house.
Yeah.
And then I flew back Friday morning and went right to the theater from the airport and went right on stage. So, relaxing is not really happening right now. I'm pretty tired, but I'm grateful. You know, the idea, I mean, I sat home for 2 years like everyone else, and the idea that this is a reality again is like, I'm happy to be a little tired.
Yeah,
you know?
That's got to be something for performers who have been at home for a couple of years. Now to be back on stage again, I guess it's like riding a bike, right? Is it? Or
I was worried that I would have forgotten. It's a 90-minute monologue. I thought, well, maybe I forgot the words. So I tried it a few times, and I ended up making a few short films. I shot a short film in my apartment with my girlfriend, Janelle. And so I was trying to stay busy and creative, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. This is where I'm in. You know, this is my heart, is being on stage and doing this show.
Well, catch Ronnie in I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. The Venus Cabaret Theater is right next door to the Mercury Theater on North Southport in Chicago. You can get tickets now at LennyBruceOnStage.com. And the show will be here just past the first of the year. Ronnie, thanks for coming in, my friend. Happy holidays to you, if I don't see you before then.
Thank you, Dean. Same to you.
It's great to see you. 10:56. We'll update news coming up next.